Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, our focus this morning. And this is a big day, Patrick Ahern, because it is the opening day for Ragtime, the musical.
Yes. Ragtime is going to take the stage today at 1:30 p.m. And all I can say is, you know, we always aspire to greatness at Riverside, and I know everybody that comes have said several times, "Oh my God, how, the talent, the this, the that." But
I say that every time.
Yeah, this is a show that. It's like the Hamilton of Fredericksburg right now. If you don't see this show when it's in your own backyard,
yeah,
with the elements as great as they are in the story, in the music, in the talent, in the set and the lighting and everything, you're missing out. That's all I will say. You know, hey, we have to sell tickets. We've got to pay for the show. So, of course, I want people to come out and see this show, but if I knew or read about a production of Ragtime such as we are about to do that was in my area of where I lived, and I didn't see it, I'd be very upset. That's how good this is going to be.
I was just gonna say, because I don't know anything about this. I've read what it is about. I'm just in getting ready for you to come in. But you've been really excited about this at a different level than we have talked about. And you've just had some spectacular, not only over the years, but recently. Riverside's really been on a roll. But there has been something, as you and I have just talked about it off air over the last few months and on our podcast. You are really excited about this. And for you to call this the Hamilton of Fredericksburg, that does put it at a different level.
Well, you know, it may not be everybody's bag, just like Hamilton is, you know. But the music in this show is, the show is 25 years old. It is celebrating its 25th anniversary.
Okay.
It's opening on Broadway. Just like Riverside Center is celebrating its 25th anniversary.
Oh, how about that?
So I thought it would be a show that kind of correlated. There was sort of a symmetry in the show and us. The show was done at Riverside 17 years ago. Back when it was a fairly new show to Broadway. It ran a little over 2 years on Broadway. It was not that it was overshadowed, but the Lion King got all the attention that season, although this did win several Tony Awards. But you know, when you go see musicals of today in the last, I would say, 15, 20 years, you come away and you say, well, there was one or two songs I really, really loved. But this show is packed with one number after another that's just kind of awe-inspiring. We've assembled a cast. There are seven knockout performances.
That's so true. You have told me consistently,
yeah,
since everyone has been coming to town and you've been working on this, that,
yeah,
there are certain numbers that just the hair on your arms will go up.
Yeah, and the show, casting the show was without its difficulties. I mean, we had two of our main leads cast quite a while ago, and both of them got major touring and Broadway offers, so I lost them, and we're set out to find, you know, the other people to replace them, and everybody in this cast is just spectacular. And the nice thing about celebrating the 25th anniversary as a theater and doing a show that's celebrating a 25th anniversary is that we have two gentlemen that were actually in the very first production at Riverside 17 years ago that are in this cast. So
wow.
It's sort of a tribute to the past at Riverside as well. And I think that's really, really great.
I'm sure for them to be able to look at what it was then and what it is now.
Oh, yeah.
It's really something.
Yeah, yeah. So it's an outstanding story. You've got your historic figures in the show like Booker T. Washington and Emma Goldman, J.P. Morgan, Henry Ford, you know, set in the early 1900s when emigration was big, when we were still going through racial issues early on in our years as a country. And the story or stories of three separate families. You've got your upper crust white family that lives in New Rochelle, New York, and then you've got your Harlem contingency, you know, on their path to solidifying their futures in America, and the immigrants coming over from Eastern Europe all into Ellis Island, and three different stories cohabitating at the same time, and everybody's stories intersecting. And it's quite spectacular. The acting is just heartfelt and real. The voices are magnificent. We bring back to the stage Adrian Hick, who was our star in our much touted production of Bright Star. She's playing the pivotal role of Mother in this show, and she's just outstanding. Alan Hoffman, who we talk about many times, Ted, is playing the central character of Tata, the Jewish immigrant that comes over with his young daughter. And this is probably the topper of Alan's.
Alan can do any role.
Yeah, he's just magnificent. And then we have two newcomers, gentleman named Jaquez Linder Long, who's playing Cole House Walker. I turned to our set designer last night as we were watching the show, and I said, this guy is a star in the making. He really is. You know, come to see Ragtime at Riverside, because this guy is going to be somebody. He is an outstanding young man, a gentleman. He is charismatic, charming. His voice is like spun gold. He takes the stage like, you know, some of the best of the best. And he is joined by this woman named Nicole Vanessa Ortiz, who this is her second time playing Sarah in Ragtime. And when I saw a clip of her doing the other production, I just said, God, I don't know if I could ever get her. And, well, she's doing the show, and she's loving Riverside and being here. And she is bone-chilling with her rendition of a song in Ragtime called Your Daddy's Son. Andrea Kahane, who is a veteran and has done several things at Riverside, this is one of her best roles, playing the role of the historical figure Emma Goldman. And I can't say enough about the cast. Carson Eubank, who you know how I feel about Carson, master in music, and this show really lets people know how magnificent he is. The orchestra you will hear this show at Riverside and you'll say, what do you mean there's only eight pieces in that orchestra? It has to be 25.
Yeah.
It sounds absolutely glorious. And, you know, I listen to myself right now, and it sounds like I'm trying to sell a show, but
You've been excited. This is excitement for this, and wanting the community to see it.
It's much greater than selling a show. It's being proud of a product that you've put together right in the community that you live in, 50 miles south of Washington, D.C. And it's just, this is an event. This is something that people have to see. And last night we had a few people in to watch, and they all the eyes were red. They all had tears, and they were just stunned. They were walking out saying, absolutely amazing. So you want to see absolutely amazing. We still do it at Riverside. You know, I've been here 13 years, Ted, in May. And you always think to yourself, gosh, can I keep it up? Can I still equal or top myself? And
the answer is yes.
I feel good about the fact that, you know, with all the trials and tribulations of keeping a performing arts center and a theater company going and running, and to still be able to be inspired and be able to deliver what I think is my best, is it makes me feel good.
RiversideDT.com. Get your tickets. Ragtime through May 7th. Patrick Ahern here this morning. Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, our focus this morning. Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director, in. We're going to get, we'll talk more about Ragtime that is going on through May 7th. I've never heard you say it's the Hamilton of Fredericksburg about anything, and I like that.
You know, we've Les Mis was the big that show that everybody was talking about back in 2013. Of course, it's so popular, and first time we used a turntable on the stage, and we ran the show 17 weeks. But, you know, the years go by and new things come along, and not that that Ragtime is a new show, but it's just something, it's different. It's epic. It's kind of like a Les Mis for what the story is about.
Yes, yeah, and, you're right.
So, yeah, I, you know, it may not be everybody's bag, like I said, but if you love history, if you love a great story, if you love glorious music, which is like a Les Mis or a Hamilton today, that's why I say what I say. It's just spectacular. Yeah, and we have a turntable in the show, so turntable and moving pieces on the set and glorious projections, and it's a multifaceted production to tell the story.
In thinking back to Les Mis, there's certain scenes in Les Mis that I'll always remember. Mm-hmm. And then the turntable played a big role in how you did that. But at that time, I remember we made a big deal about the turntable was. But what you've been able to do with projections lately, just really has been spectacular, and has really taken you to even another level.
Well, projections has been the wave of the future in the theater for the last probably 10 years now, 15 years. It actually, you know, you spend your money in high quality projector, and then the visuals that you use in the show, but it helps save on the costs of your set in a way. You build a one unit set, and then you're able to do these beautiful projections to put you in different locations and places, and it's a great element to use. But just a beautiful sunset, you know. Last night I really got, you know, teary-eyed in this one scene, how Mike Jarrett, our wonderful lighting designer and projection designer for the show, I just said to him, God, it would be beautiful. We're on a beach and sun's going down. Is there any way to make that happen? And he surprised me last night, and watching the scene, and there it was, the sun just coming down.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of magic that makes the theater so special.
Oh, you did it in Ghost. Was just some of the Wall Street scenes.
Yeah.
Were just, you know, unforgettable.
Yep. And we're just you know, we're trying to be the best we can be at Riverside for the theater, for the region, and being mindful of what we are spending. You know, we're not pulling out all the stops and going for all the you know,
yeah,
most expensive bells and whistles, but there are some that you can do that modestly within your budget bring a high degree of quality to your productions, and it puts people in the seats, because, you know, that's what they're seeing on Broadway, that's what they're seeing the national tours up in D.C. and
yeah,
Richmond, and I feel as though we gotta incorporate a little bit of it at Riverside.
Yeah. Now, you don't overdo it, but it's
yeah,
when you do, it really catches.
It's special.
It pops,
yeah,
the whole show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So again, it is Ragtime through May 7th. Now, this follows up. Talk about it's always so interesting how you pivot from show to show and how they're different.
Yeah.
Margaritaville was just a fun show.
Yeah.
It was really fun, and the people, all the people I knew that went just had a terrific time.
Yeah, it was nothing but fluff. It was a vehicle for Jimmy Buffett's music.
Yeah.
You know, I used to say to people in my opening speech, I hope you're all Jimmy Buffett fans, because if not, it's going to be a long night. But yeah, you know, there's those jukebox musicals that people uh-huh love, you know, like Million Dollar Quartet, which was, you know, one of our all-time favorites of our audiences.
Oh, and, for me it is. And yeah, that's number one.
Buddy Holly. And
Buddy
and,
Holly, another one.
Mamma Mia. And, you know, so many of the shows that are written today, like Margaritaville, are vehicles for the people that wrote the music and the popular songs. And that's what Escape to Margaritaville was. And audiences had a great time. We had that big dock on the stage, and mm-hmm, and you know, we didn't, it wasn't a glamorous set, but it was so, it made you feel like you were sitting in Key West. And
yes, yeah,
I said the best way to kick off 25th anniversary is to have a big party. And that's what we did for 8 weeks, and we had big sales for Margaritaville. People really enjoyed themselves, and the weather's been so cooperative. I can't, you know, I tell everybody I don't want to hear the S word at Riverside. You know, and it's not the SH one; it's the SNOW one. And boy, we've come through this season,
yeah,
quite remarkably, with not a flurry, almost. But it was, I think, just the right show to kick everything off for this year. And then we back it up with something that's epic that we do really,
yeah,
well at Riverside. And then we'll go into a big family show up in May with Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That's going to have, it's all going to be about Las Vegas. Joseph and Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yep. And we're doing a new twist with the part of the Pharaoh, which I'm not going to, can't express, but one of our recent actors is coming back to the Riverside stage to put a different mark on this character in Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, and I think everybody's going to be thrilled. So, yeah.
I was invited and wasn't able to make it the night you did during Margaritaville. The you did a red carpet,
yes,
and all of this, and you'd invited me and I couldn't make it, but Bill Carroll from here went, and I get a text,
uh-huh,
I don't know, like 7 o'clock that night, and he sends me this text saying, Patrick's here and he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. That was the biggest. So we went back and forth. He took a picture. I mean,
yeah,
it was everything. It was that was the big thing, that you were in a Hawaiian shirt that night.
Well, the cast said to me, you know, come on, you know, because typically I wear a suit or,
yeah,
I wear a jacket and tie, and mm-hmm, and you know, I'll cash it up a little bit, but not you know, too off the meters. Matter of fact, we even have board members and investors that prefer me to be in a tie and jacket. So I try to meet those expectations. But they all said to me, come on, you can't do a jacket and tie for Margaritaville.
No, you can't.
You know? So I said, all right. So, you know, Amazon is great. I went on Amazon and found some great shirts, and I said, here we go. And everybody loved the look. So, yeah, it was fun. Yeah. So, and I'm going to Hawaii in September to a wedding, so I'm already set with my shirt.
Oh, okay, you got that. Yeah, yeah. That worked out.
It's an added bonus, yeah.
This fall, it's the Bridges of Madison County.
Yes,
which
yes.
is going to be, when I was looking through, I had forgotten about that because yeah. there's just a whole lot of, I can't wait until that comes to talk about just the relationship with some of the actors, and I mean yeah. that's going to be a great show.
Another talk about glorious music, absolutely stunning music, based on the book, which was a film as well with yeah. Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep, and we will have Adrian Hick, who I mentioned earlier, who was our Alice in Bright Star, will be returning. She wasn't supposed to do Ragtime, but I had to have her because there was nobody more perfect to play mother than she. But she is coming back with her husband, who is an actor, Andrew Foote, done several major things. The two of them will be playing those two pivotal roles in Bridges and play opposite one another and talk about chemistry, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I told them, you know, there's a clause in their contracts where they must agree to get along during the run of the show.
You're right.
Of course, I know they're such a lovely couple. So, but yeah, but that's going to be a little something different than we've done at Riverside, but outstanding story. And yeah. And then we've got 42nd Street, just before Bridges of Madison County.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, which is your quintessential Broadway backstage mm-hmm. musical, which was my first, that was my directorial debut at Riverside back in 2008, believe it or not.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. We were supposed to do Chicago, and the rights were taken away, and I said to Ron Wayman, why don't you do 42nd Street? And he said, okay, and then asked me to direct it, and yeah. So another show from the Riverside's history. I tried to plan the season with three shows that were from the past and three brand new shows. So we've got 42nd Street, Joseph, and Ragtime as the returns. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is a great season. Just yeah. the way yeah. it all kicked off.
Yeah, and the holiday show being Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be quite, well, it's already kicked off as quite a season. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Get your tickets. Do not wait. RiversideDT.com. Is it too late to do season tickets
yeah.
anymore? It's too yeah, late
that,
for that.
They, so they've wrapped that up. Yeah.
So, but anyway, go to RiversideDT.com. Get involved with the Ragtime. We'll talk more Ragtime when we come back with Patrick Ahern. Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, tourstaffordva.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Chupa.
Patrick Ahern in this morning, the producing artistic director at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. Town Talk powered this morning in part by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, tourstaffordva.com. How did you decide on, we talked a little bit earlier about Ragtime being 25 years old, and it's interesting to me that you have really focused a lot of these shows that a lot of these shows that really have impact have always have lately really focused in on what's going on in society.
Yeah.
And that's what it appears. This is another one of those that I think you walk out and a few days later thinking about it and mm-hmm. going to see the tie-ins to just some of the issues and the problems and the successes that we all are dealing with today.
Yeah. I mean, generally, I choose the shows because of how good they are. You know, I choose the shows because I think I have a good sense, after being here now for 13 years, that I know that the shows that our audiences are going to respond to and they're going to like. I like to choose shows that have some history, because of where we are, where we're located. It's the entertainment value of the show that's important, the music when it's a musical. But then when you whittle it down and you're choosing, then something appeals to you because it is timely. And a show like Ragtime, having directed this production, and it was my first time being involved with the production, either as a performer or as a director, I am amazed at how the issues that are discussed in this show are still here today, even more prevalent in 2023 than, say, 1993.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that if you whittle it down to your top 10, 15 favorites, and then there's some shows in there that do much more than just entertain, but they strike a chord, or they may make your audience take a different view at something. I think it's an added bonus, because I think, you know, what we do on the stage can be educational at times. You have to be careful, because a lot of times you'll do something for its historic value or whatever it has to say, but there are those out there in today's world that interpret it as being political. And that's not what we're about. I would never use Riverside for any of my political beliefs or you know, it simply has to do with whatever the story is and how we be creative with telling the story. You know, I know when we did Camelot, I just thought I wanted to do something different, and because of the John F. Kennedy years were known as the Camelot years.
Yeah.
Because John F. Kennedy went to college and prep school with Alan J. Lerner, who wrote the music to Camelot. There was association. I thought, well, that'd be kind of cool to tie in the history of John F. Kennedy with Camelot. And Ted, believe it or not, I was kind of raked over the coals by some people who thought I was trying to make a political statement, and I didn't
see that at all. To me, there was the tie-in. You always heard. I remember saying to you, it was moving.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Kennedy's gone. He's deceased. But I just, you know, so many of the people knew that the years and the Camelot years, and I know there are people that say, well, they used that to make this, whatever. But I never did it for the politics of it. I did it for the creative aspect of how
creativity.
I saw it as a director. That's all, you know. So I want to make that clear that no, I don't choose things to use that at Riverside to express that voice. I think it's been great when we've been able to do things and people say, wow, you made a difference, or, oh, my God, that brought back some memories to me, or, boy, I didn't think of things like that. Isn't that something? Or, you know, I think it's good when we can do that. And I'm not afraid to take on some of those shows. I think I think we need to do them today.
As a director, how are you a producing artistic director and directing a show and running a theater and doing all the other things that you do? And I know you love it. But boy, I have seen it with this show particularly. It's been time consuming, and I think emotionally, as we talked about, this is an emotional show.
The show's emotional. My job's emotional. I'm emotional.
Yeah.
I always come back to, I do it because I love it.
Yeah.
I love what I do. You know, and everybody gets bent out of shape, even over the weekend when we were in tech rehearsals and this didn't work and that wasn't, how's this going to happen? I always have to say, you know, take 10 steps back and think to yourself, here we are getting to do what we love to do, to create, to sing, to dance, to act, to bring smiles and tears and emotion to our audiences. How can you complain? You have to press on. There are people fighting wars in this country right now. There are people being shot and killed in this country right now. There's families that are losing children to this drug war that we're going on right now. And so that's how I do it, Ted. I wake up every morning and I feel lucky that I have the job I have. I feel so lucky to work with the people that I work with, that the talent that I get to work with and inspire and be part of their path toward artistic excellence in their lives. And that's and I don't want to sound like Pollyanna or Polly Patrick, you know,
yeah,
but I really do. There are times when it's tough.
Yeah,
it really is. You know, you have to take all the accolades with, you know, not everybody's going to like you. Somebody told me when I took this job, you know, something, being an actor, we all want to be loved by everybody. But if you're loved by everybody and everybody likes you, you're not doing your job because you're bound to ruffle some feathers along the line. So I just look at it that way. And I as long as I stay true to myself, as long as I don't lose the love for what I do, the passion for what I do, when that goes away, when somebody's gotten to me to put that flame out, then I simply say, you know, then this can't be for me. But that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, good. I don't want it to. I don't want it to.
Not at all. Yeah.
Patrick Ahern here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFE. I think the other thing with and I'm sure this is going to happen with Ragtime, there are a lot of times I will come home after a show at Riverside and somebody was mentioned or there was some sort of something looked, and I'll look it up.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go to Wikipedia or look further.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be one of the great things, a teaching thing that will come out of Ragtime.
Yeah. Well, and there's probably three or four moments in Ragtime. There is one scene in the show that I'll be shocked if it doesn't stop the show cold because of the song that they're singing, the two voices that are singing it, and the action on the stage. There's at least four or five of those moments that are awe-inspiring.
Allison, who we've had on and who's there, I ran into her at Belmont the other day, and she was telling me that just hearing some of, she said, sometimes you just sit there and you can hear rehearsals and you just stop at your desk and are just overcome by how the voices blend and how powerful it is.
Yeah. I mean, Khadija Oni. Now, you know who Khadija is.
Oh, Khadija, she's got some kind of voice.
This is her ninth show with us. She knocked everybody out with Dreamgirls, which was her first show 11 years ago.
I forgot she was in this.
But all the different things, Bloody Mary and South Pacific, she was so excellent, and Color Purple, Sophia, and just did Nonsense with Sally Struthers and brought the house down with a big gospel number.
Mm-hmm.
She closes the first act, and she doesn't have a huge part in Ragtime, but it will, when the first act ends of this show, everybody is going to just sit there for a few minutes and go, what did we just witness? What did we just, talk about going to church. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
So that's what's so incredible, that, you know, the story is great and the show goes along, but there are those moments in the show that people are going to probably say, I cannot believe that I'm sitting here in Stafford County and Fredericksburg and watching this show. You know, we always say the best of Broadway in Virginia. This is probably as close as you're going to get to Broadway, and we've done it a few times, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, and that's what, again, When I saw the schedule and saw Ragtime, I knew nothing about it. You sort of got it, and you sort of figured that there was probably a historical note to it. But that was it. But over the last few months, and as you have assembled people, you have just gotten more and more excited and immersed in all of this.
Yeah, and I also want audiences to know there is some language, and I'm not talking not about cuss words so much, but there is some uncomfortable language in Ragtime. It's there for a purpose. It was written that way from the novel to the film that was done. The film had nothing to do with the musical, and then the musical written, where it's there because of the history. It's there because of the period of time. And, you know, I don't want people to be upset about it. You know, a lot of people think we put this stuff in to be provocative, and people have to understand that when a script is written and the author, we license that script. If we make any changes to the way that the author has written it, we can get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and I know people don't like to hear, you know, like the, we try to not have the Lord's name taken in vain, and we can usually get away with switching something to damn and, you know, stuff like that. But I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about some other kind of historic language that is part of this show. And I want people to know, yeah, you might feel, I mean, I'm uncomfortable with it, but it's the history and the period of the piece and what the story is about.
Yeah. No, I still think of the I think it was 42 at the Jackie Robinson movie where there's a scene where a player is just attacking him, and it's you're as you sit there and watch it, you're so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that long ago when you take a look at this, and that was the kind of language and things that were said. So it is good to see it.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's happening today.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Get your tickets. RiversideDT.com is the easiest way. You can also call. I didn't write the number down.
540-370-4300.
I thought it was 40. I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought I don't want to give another number out and have it wrong. 373-4300. You can call, get tickets. Go to RiversideDT.com, but you will not want to miss Ragtime through May 7th. We'll wrap it up with Patrick Ahern when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Always good having Patrick Ahern here this morning. This being opening day, I didn't think we'd get anybody for opening day, but it's always good just to have you.
Oh, thanks, Ted.
Actually, I think our shows, we go all over the place.
We go all over the place. No, everybody's tired. We've been putting in a lot of hours this week, so I didn't want to have to get anybody up too early today, although being a singer, you know, you want to get yourself up pretty early, especially
you
if it's
ready.
A matinee. So, it's going to be quite a special day. So I'm glad you got me up early, because I got to get myself in gear for this day going. We'll have a little party after the opening this afternoon.
I was wondering, do you do that? Because after you, and especially as you were explaining to me before, that there's some technical things to this, to finally get that first show with an audience, I guess you do want to kind of celebrate.
Yeah, you do want to celebrate. And I have to say, everybody, our set designer, Frank Foster, has done a beautiful job designing this set. Our technical director, Nathan Dunn, has just, his team have really excelled on the show. Our production manager, Kina Chilcott, Aaron Welsh, our costume designer and wardrobe supervisor, along with Kina, always doing double, triple duty. She works very hard. You know, Carson and the orchestra, just terrific. Our ensemble. The terrific ensemble of people playing multiple parts, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 different parts. The voices are exquisite.
Yeah.
The choral sound is breathtaking. All of these people deserve accolades. They love what they do like me. They want it to be the best that it can be. And they all deserve a lot of praise, and they deserve a glass of champagne and a little party after the show today.
Well, good.
So we're going to do that. And I have to thank this wonderful lady, Susan Ingebretson, who is on our foundation board. Susan approached me, this is a while ago, slightly after the pandemic, and said, do you guys do a party? And I said, well, we sometimes will take the cast out somewhere in the run of the show and we'll do a party or do it at Riverside. And she says, well, I think you need to have a cake and you have to have stuff for your opening day. And she's taken that upon herself to do it. And that's just, I think,
wonderful.
Oh, nice. That she and some of the people from the foundation help her with that. So So it'll be a fun day, and then I'm going to look forward to going home and going to bed early tonight.
I would think so. I'm sure you've had a lot of nice.
We've had a lot going on other than just the show opening, but you know, taxes are due and planning a lot of things that are coming up and the next season and it casting of Joseph. So it's not just ragtime.
No,
it's several things are happening. And it's funny sometimes because people will ask me, well, what is it that you do?
What is it that I don't do is probably the answer you need
and
to give.
And I say, well, if you want to come and sit with me or drive around with me or, you know, see what I do, spend some time and then you'll understand because my mind is always working 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Carson Eubank, who we dearly love on this show, if you want to know more about him, we did a podcast with him.
Yes.
The Showbiz Buzz podcast, and it was terrific. And I'm sure during the course of Ragtime, we'll probably do some shows with
we have to do one with Jacquez and Nicole and Khadijah. I mean, it should be a lot of fun to have on our podcast.
Yeah.
So we'll do a lot of that coming up. We are so lucky to have Carson. He's just really. Really a tremendous individual, and his talent speaks for itself. And
yep.
The orchestras are they sound glorious. And the voices, you know, it's one thing to hire a lot of great voices in your ensemble, but it's the finesse of your music director that gets the sound tight and crisp and the diction and all of those things. And he just is an all-around champion when it comes to that.
RiversideDT.com, Ragtime through May the 7th. Patrick Ahern, thank you for
please tell them, don't miss this show. You got to come and see this show.
Come and bring some people and the Hamilton of Fredericksburg.
There you go.
Got to remember that through the run of this show. Town Talk, powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, tourstaffordva.com. Thank you, Patrick. See you soon. And
thanks, Ted.
Come on out and watch Ragtime. You will not regret it.
Nope.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.